Yeah. Well, if I'm drinking soy milk on camera, does that count as a milk or a root beer moment? No, I promised on the podcast weekly that I would discuss the changes in social media and stuff that's coming. And I'm looking at collabs, and I'm looking at social media issues. YouTube's not the best place. YouTube is old news. That is not the place to go if you want to be an influencer. And it's funny because I'm getting a degree of influence that's growing, and I'm becoming famous all around Taiwan, and I don't have a large social media following. Just everybody knows who I am. It transcends that. Now, I was doing stuff on social media, but it wasn't limited to that. I've got to say that the biggest thing that I did was do my best to become a happy, grateful person. I try to forgive everyone that I can. I try to live with high vibes wherever I can. When someone does something wrong to me, I let go of the offense as fast as I can, which sometimes means months. But I try my best to speed up that process of letting go. And hopefully it's within minutes. It's a choice. Hopefully seconds. But I drop the bad vibes. And all over, people are trying to be seen with me. If we can talk here as adult men for a second. No, capital M doesn't seem to be making a difference one way or another. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that there. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that. All I'll say is this. Porn dehumanizes you. It's not capital M that's the problem. It's porn. And if you don't see a difference, your brain isn't sophisticated enough. I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't need to be lectured. If you don't see a difference between porn and capital M. Prejudice causes us to conflate things that are not even connected. So, if you can't see a difference in that, you probably are going to be prejudicial toward a lot of people. Open up your mind and disconnect the things in your mind which are already disconnected, never were connected in reality. Just because you got a latte doesn't mean that coffee comes from cows. Okay, a latte has coffee and milk. I mean, espresso is an extract of coffee. But seriously, to say that capital M and porn go together is just as absurd as saying that black people are always poor, is just as absurd as saying that coffee comes from cows just because you've had a latte. And that's the logic that we do in taking different things and conflating them. So as far as this critical race theory thing goes, the Republicans are against, I could talk about that. The Republicans are all against it. And Nikki Haley was going on about how we got to love people because of who they are, not because of the color of their skin. The truth is there are assumptive, conflating, unrelated connectionism types of thoughts that we are allowing to continue in our stinking thinking that do need to be addressed. And because the conservatives and or Christians are not addressing them, the liberals are getting their corner on the market to address them in the wrong way. And what's the Republican scripted response? Just don't do it at all. It's this kind of garbage that allows it to continue. Yeah, critical race theory is going to be very damaging to a lot of people. But here's what's going to happen. The Republican governors aren't going to allow it. And the Democratic governors are. And so it's going to end up introducing ideas into half of the country, and then discussions are going to start. It's going to divide more, but there is going to be some positive influence. The people will talk. They'll go to college in different states. They'll talk to their interstate friends, and they'll start to discuss these ideas. And altogether, it will slowly move us to something better. But I'll tell you what, I would stand against critical race theory, but more than that, I'd stand against Republicans who didn't come up with their own better solution. I just, we, we, comp- The Republicans complain about Democrats doing things badly because Republicans don't do things at all. They just act like we're still on the Mayflower. And they don't. Republicans don't want laws to govern cell phone uses. Republicans don't want laws that would control Facebook because that's controlling business. Republicans don't want laws that control YouTube because that's controlling business. Well, who then got censored from it? Oh, you mean not having regulation came back to bite us? You mean we're not on the Mayflower still? You mean we have to have laws about technology now? Oh. And because Republicans are so far behind in that, they just stay stuck in the past. The Democrats are the ones that are taking action, and they're always doing a lousy effing job. So anyhow, so coming to that, we've got social media. See, you're not going to get the average conventional ideas listening to me, yours truly, your dear host, the legend, the all podcast father. You're not going to get the same boring ideas listening to me. And an interesting thing too, I've been watching some changes on the Rush Limbaugh show. I've been busy. I've been listening to Limbaugh, to the EIB, and I didn't know that they stopped a certain format and they moved to different formats. So now it's Buck and it's Buck and who? Buck Sexton and I forget who the other guy is. Whatever. It's EIB. No, they're great. Kent, was it Dave? Was it Matt? Who was it? It was Buck Sexton and who? No. The podcast Observer's out to lunch, so he can't answer my question. So, well, I mean, these guys are brilliant, but they're boring. If Limbaugh's show really wanted to continue, they would have hired me. I don't want the job. I've got too many other things that I'm doing, but I'm telling you right now, well, I'm looking forward to it. I love their news stacks. News stacks are great because they've got a research team there. And they're keeping stuff going. But part of the thing is this, you don't want to have a team that's so awesome that everyone else feels intimidated. There was a lady that had a dream long ago. She called in Limbaugh's program. We're talking 12 years ago. She called and she said, I was there O'Reilly had already canceled his show. It was a room. It was a dinner. And O'Reilly had just canceled his show. And you had announced that you're canceling yours. And I was scared. And you took off your shoe and you signed it and you gave it to me. And you said, do not fear. That was what the lady told Limbaugh about 12 years ago on his show. It was a dream that she'd had. That's what happened. Limbaugh's gone and we have to fill his shoes. As far as radio goes, I'm not trying to argue that I'm some Limbaugh. I'm saying he's been doing the radio thing. He's been the source of many ideas for many people. And it's time to stop having centralized ideas. And it's time for the people at large to take over the work of the largest, most transformative talk radio show in history. And we've got to do the talking. We've got to do the ideas. It's got to go out to all the people. Same thing with Billy Graham. Billy Graham, for all his time, has been doing all the evangelism. That's got to leave to the people. The evangelists need to be among all the people, not just this one guy going around doing it right. The power needs to be sliced up and given away to the people. And that's what social media is all about. And one of the frustrating things, and I said I'd talk about strategies. I still will. But one of the issues that's shaping my strategies is the utter ineptitude of what the heck is going on over at YouTube. On my Instagram account, to date, I've got just over 400 followers. I put up a video. It gets about 200 views. TikTok, I've got about 40 followers. I put up a video, 600 to 900 views. YouTube, I've got 1,000 followers. I put up a video, 10 views. Which platform should I use? I wonder. Another YouTube channel, just under 800 subscribers. 50 views for a new video, 20% likes. Why don't other people see it? 20% likes. And YouTube doesn't share the videos around. Which platform should I use? No, regulation's not the answer. It's business and competition's the answer to this problem anyway. Regulation should be something else. That too, I suppose. See you tomorrow.